Hello, divorcing, gracefully and beyond sisters. Julie and I, our special guest today, Julie and I were in the green room and Julie is having some difficulty getting on screen. So we're going to allow her to do her best to get on screen so she could join us for today's conversation. But if not, I figured why not come in and chat. And so for those of you who are new to the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond community, welcome. We are a coaching community where I run a 12-week kick-ass coaching program for women who are divorced or going through a divorce, and they're ready to get their life back on track. They're ready to draw the line in the sand and leave the past behind and step into this new phase of life. Because as women, we've already done everything we can for our families, our children, love for our husbands, our colleagues, you name it. This is where it's your turn now. So I see Julie's here. Let's see. Hey, Julie, welcome to the stream.
Hi there.
We're still not seeing you.
No, it is not happy today. I don't know what's going on, and I'm bummed because I definitely would love to be seen, of course,
right? I know. You know what, Julie? Why don't we do this? Why don't we chat, right? Because even if we can't get the video going, we will definitely redo this where we'll have it where you and I, we could at least see each other, because I think it's important for your sisters and for everybody watching to see you, Julie, because you're an amazing soul, right? You're beautiful and your vibrant energy is so powerful. But why don't we take 15 minutes, right? Let's just you and I take this next 15 minutes and let's just talk about what are the most important things. How does that sound to you, Julie?
It sounds amazing. Okay, I'd love to do that.
Good. So for those of you who, again, I was just in the conversation of chatting with our sisters before you hopped in here. And I was just saying we run a 12-week rapid transformational coaching program where we it's kick-ass. We're kick-ass women who are done with the past. We're ready to create our future. And Julie is a graduate of the program. And Julie, we've known each other for a while now, right? How many did you graduate? 2 years ago, 3 years ago? When did you graduate?
I mean, you're not going to believe this, but I've known you for 6 years.
Julie!
I went through a divorce 8 years ago. So probably even seven.
Holy
I know.
Shit, girl, are you kidding me?
No.
Holy, here I am thinking, oh, 2 years, 3 years. I can't believe it's 6 years. And that's, I mean, I feel like I've known you forever and I feel like our journeys just began, but that just goes to show you how fast time moves.
Exactly.
Right. So if you are, and if you're a woman here who's listening to this, and this is so important, if you're saying, well, I'm not ready to get coached or I'm not ready to do the work, I'll wait to tomorrow. Don't wait, because what will happen is exactly what happens. 6 years will go by and you won't even know it.
Exactly. Exactly. Absolutely.
All right. So Julie, tell us your story. Tell us how you came to DGB and, you know, kind of the, what is the most important thing that came out of DGB, and then anything you would like to share with our listeners would be helpful.
Well, you know what? I came to the same room that I came to listening to you first when I decided that's it. I have to get into this program. I have to be part of this. I remember the words you said to break cycles.
Yes.
Within your family. And that's what did it for me. I literally logged on, got my call with you, and was hooked. And like you said, I do feel like I've known you forever. But to have that trust in you and that immediate motivation, you resonated with me right away. Like, I've got to break the cycle, but I've also got to get out of, you know, I think I had a lot of shame about my divorce and my marriage too. And there came a time when all of a sudden I knew it was time. And I hooked into your programming. I remember, you know, pulling over. I would pull over by the river on my way to work and talk to you.
I remember those
days. Do you remember that?
And you're like, hold on, I'm on my way to work. Julie's a teacher. So I remember you going and you were going through some career changes at that time as well. But I remember you pulling over on your way to work. Yes.
Yes. And I remember something else you told me. You were like, the veil is going to lift. You will feel this veil lift. And I think for me, it was like, I want peace. I want my children to get through this. I want, which is hilarious because shouldn't it be me first? I've gone to therapy. Therapy's been great, but this is different. And being a teacher, I was an instructional coach at the time and have been for probably 11 years, but I knew that that's what I needed. I needed the specific. I needed a badass role model like you.
Oh, thank you, Julie.
It's true. I mean, I looked at you and I thought, she did it. She's already through it. I need someone who's done this and knows exactly how it feels. Not, I love my therapist, but I did not need that right then. I needed a clear, concise, really targeted program that led me through all my feelings, through the veil, and out to the other side of realizing, you know, this is cliche, but it's true. You only live once. And I could not live the way I was living. It made me take that step. And since then, I use, you know, the values, or I flip my fears. That's something that really has given me so much compassion, self-compassion too. Like, you might be feeling this, but let's flip it and work through it. Come out the other side and then keep going with this beautiful life that now you're in control of.
Oh, Julie, my heart is melting because I love that you said about the feelings. It really is true, right? Feelings aren't facts. And, and when we learn how to help that self-compassion, and we learn that, you know, when we're the first person perhaps that needs to be forgiven in this whole entire process is ourselves.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because
like you said, we're coming to the table with shame. We're coming to the table with all of these, I don't know, expectations, I guess you could say. And as you said earlier, a lot of the expectations are rooted, not only for myself, but they're rooted in our family, where what we get to say here at Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond is saying, yes, our family is important. Yes, we're going to learn how to break the generational curses that are placed upon this family, right? Yes, we're going to learn how to break patterns. And I'm equally important.
Right.
I'm important too. And my time is now. And it's time for me to do the work. And tell me what it was like, because I don't know if a lot of people understand when we say lift the veil, right? And so what is it like when we lift the veil, and what was different about life for you?
Well, being a teacher and coming from, I think both of these things, being a teacher and coming from a family that expects a lot. I'm a hard worker. I want to please people, things like that. Right. So being in an unhappy marriage and covering that up. So really covering that up, that I was in an unhappy relationship, and then struggling through that everyday dread, waking up and being like, oh my gosh, I can't take this anymore. It was super abusive. It was too much. So then I decided I'm going to do this. I'm going to get a divorce. And yet I still woke up with dread, right? And thought, oh my gosh, what am I doing? What am I doing to my kids? How am I going to live in this small town and work in the school district? Mm-hmm. I was really spinning. No matter what kind of therapy I would go to, she would validate me, all that. But finally.
Well, can we stay there for a second?
Yeah.
Because I love what you said about that.
Yeah.
That I was spinning.
Yep.
Right. And I think there's so many women that could attest to that feeling, is because we're in our head and we're creating these stories. We're making meanings. You know, there's really no clarity of thought. There's no fact of thought. Right. Our brain is sort of on this little bit of a runaway train.
Right.
And again, no offense to a therapist, because guess what? I have a therapy background. I'm a clinical therapist by trade.
Right.
So I appreciate therapy in certain instances. But what happens is what you said is she's validating you, which is great. It's great to hear, like, okay, great. I'm not crazy, right? My mind is, but then there's no action to teach you how to get out of the thought pattern, right? How to get rid of the spinning and how to get rid of those thoughts. It's yes, there's a validation that's there, but now we know we're not crazy, but now we're suffering in this loop because that's all we're thinking about. And we can't seem to get ourselves out of it. And that's one thing that really bothers me about therapy, is that when you go to your therapist, we're not really allowed to direct you in a concrete way, right? We're trained to say, well, what do you think about it so you could figure it out? But a woman who's going through a divorce or post-divorce, her brain is already mush. We can't figure it out. That we need someone to be very direct and say, okay, Julie, here's what your outcome is going to be. You will get peace. You will break those cycles, right? You will have joy. You will have love again. We just have to bring you to your highest version of yourself first, because like attracts like, right? You will have good relationships with your children. And I'm going to show you how to get across the bridge, right? I'm not going to just say, okay, here's one side of the bridge. Here's the other. Go figure it out. I'm going to walk you across the bridge. And I remember those conversations so specifically with you, right? Of those tactical, what I would say, instruction points.
Right. And being a teacher, you know, here was what I was feeling. I was feeling like a student. And with my therapist, she would say things like, you're a shell of yourself. And I would say, okay, like, great. Like, what do I do now? Like, that's hard. I can try and fill the shell. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, the looping and the victim life was too much. And as a teacher, I love like finding out the critical steps towards your goal, you know? And when I heard you, I was like, absolutely. All right, let's do this. And really doing it. And I feel like that's the way we teach children or adults, whoever we're working with.
We're the same, right? There's no difference. I mean, listen, age, there is an age difference, obviously, right? However, the children, you know, children are, you know, they learn a certain way. Adults need to learn too. And I think you and I have that in common. We're forever learners, right? Yeah. We're open to be learning, but this is the part that I want to reach out and really speak directly to the women who are listening to this today, is that you could have all of the tools in the world. You could be the smartest person in the world. You could be a CEO. You could be a teacher. You could be a principal, a nurse. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how much resources you are. This is stuff you can't figure out on your own. It's not figure outable on your own. No. You need to have a different aspect. You need to have a different perspective. And because you can't see the label through your own jar.
Right. And that veil lifting, I mean, that veil, you know, it took away the shame. It gave me like the conviction that absolutely I did the right thing. And then
I love that word, conviction.
My gosh. And then beyond that, like the commitment, like because I did this, now I'm going to make sure that I fulfill the promise with myself and
you have
a good life. Yeah, and you have absolutely.
Since then. Absolutely. Right? So tell me where you've been. Tell me what you're up to now these days, Julie. I'd love to hear.
Well, my kiddos are 15 and 19. Mm-hmm. My daughter's in college, and I'm so beyond proud of her.
That's awesome.
I know it's a teenage girl relationship, but I also know she's amazing.
Yeah.
And we've come so far, and I adore that girl, and I'm so proud of her. We can talk through what, you know, she still struggles with, or what I still struggle with, because their dad is still in the area. And, you know, I do the little kiss my fingers and up to the sky, because there's no minute that you guys that I do not feel so grateful that this has come through the veil, put it that way. And they get it too. They're like, Mom, we get it. We see what you've done and who you are now. I mean, I think they were starting to see me as a different person. And that was part of the motivation for me. It was like, no. You don't know how I used to be. And I want to show you who I am. And
oh my God,
they really got it.
How gorgeous is that, right? Yeah. Because I think as a mom, we don't want to show, or this is not who we are. The pain and the shame and the struggling is not who we are. We're reacting to an event that happened in our life. And you've heard me say this multiple times in the Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond program, that children, and no matter if they're age 3 or 33, it doesn't matter, they may not listen to what we say all the time, but they absolutely will watch what we do. And do you remember early on, Julie, when you first started, we had the discussions about you must set the energy frequency in your home.
Absolutely.
If you are running around, right, with like a chicken without a head, and you are worried and you are scared and you're asking them all the time, well, what happened at dad's and like all those things.
Yeah.
You are setting an energy frequency of worry and doubt for them, and they will model you. Yep. They will be resistant. They will be, you know, there'll be fights to be had. There'll be crying to be had. There'll be all of that. However, if you model, hey, listen, this is not the path that I wanted this family to take, right? Divorce was not, I didn't get married to get divorced, right? The right. divorce was not what I chose for this family. However, this is where we're at this time. Our reality is this family, you know, I am getting divorced, or we are divorced from, right? I am divorced from your dad, and I can't take away that pain for you, but I could walk through the pain with you, and I could show you how to process through it, right? I could show you how to surrender to it, be vulnerable to it, and use it as a strength. And together we could walk through this new reality and create something even better than we had before.
Absolutely. There's a point where I remember thinking, you know, narcissist. Yeah, I get it. Like alcoholic. Yep. And I was kind of focused on that, you know, an addict in general. And finally I was like, and then what? You're just going to spin here? No, like, no.
Well, because guess what, Julie? And this is, I'm holding all the, putting all the veils of what we talk about in the TGB yeah. program, right? But Julie, this is, you could sit there and, you know, blame the narcissism or blame the addiction or all of, which is all valid, right? Yeah. I'm not saying for those of you who are listening, who are with an addict or with a narcissist or someone who abandoned you or the affair, there's responsibility and accountability that they need to hold for. But what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there for the rest of your life and have to hold justice for what he did to you and hate him and hold? Because guess what? You're burning out and bleeding out from the inside out while he's going on living his life. Absolutely. Right? So, right? And if you sit here for hours and days and months and years trying to figure it out, it will serve you no good, because the real truth is he doesn't even know what he's doing, in a sense, right? Narcissistic people and addicted people are all about manipulation. They're not even truthful to themselves. So you're waiting around for an answer you'll never get.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if you get the answer or not. It will serve you no purpose. Yep. And so when we realize, hey, God, universe, source, whatever you want to say, oh my, I would love to know the answer. And I'm pissed that this has happened to me. And I hope that justice goes on his side, right? That he gets justice to him. And I really would love to know the answer, but I realize I don't need the answer to move forward, is that I'm choosing to leave this with you. I'm putting this on the altar, whether it's an you know, God, universe, source, whatever you say. I am leaving this on the altar for you. This is weight I possibly cannot carry anymore. And I'm going to focus and I'm going to decide today that I'm committed to my life. I'm committed to my family's life, because that's where my vital life force energy is much better utilized, is in creating my future and standing and creating the architecture for my family, and not allowing this negative toxicity spirit to come in and ruin this family.
Yep.
You are the matriarch and the leader now.
Yep. And I mean, even just things like, you know, travel and looking mm-hmm. forward to retirement's not super soon, but it doesn't matter, like 10 years, something like that, where now mm-hmm. I feel focused. I yeah. feel like I can plan without, you know, saboteur coming in. But like yeah. that is a huge change. And I remember coming to you and saying, I just want peace, like mm-hmm. in my mind, in my body, in my home, yeah. in my life. I mean, yeah. there was so much structure that you brought to a tough day. To, I remember you talking about mm-hmm. your reaction time gets, you know, if you're going to stick in, you know, the mud for a little bit, that's fine, but up and at them after a while. That's and right. that was huge for me. Like, I think, you know, living in that old life was really impossible. You know, there was a lot of time wasted in the worst mud mm-hmm. ever. And mm-hmm. and now I'm like, okay, so you're down on your knees, time to get up. What do you need to do? You know, let's think about the things that you love that get you going.
And what could be good about this? Right. Yeah. What could be good about this? What is this right. teaching me? Where do I need to take action? What hole do I need to plug? Yeah. What action do I need to take? And what could I learn from this?
And because go ahead. Well, the biggest thing I think too, I was thinking about you so much in the past week, just the value. Like, this is something that I would never put money towards, right? Like that, that to me.
And when you say the coaching in the past, yeah, meaning,
I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Like I'm fine. I can do this myself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there was not a doubt after I saw your presentation and then our phone call that I don't care what, I'm doing this. And I think
and you did, and you figured it out. I remember that because you were resourceful. Yeah. Because I say this to most women who come to DGB, there has not been one trust fund baby yet. And even in my own journey, right, of being in debt, but resourceful, coachable, committed women, we always figure it out. And you did. You figured it out. And that money has been returned to you. I can't even imagine, probably 10 times over at this point, right? In the financial part, but in the personal side as well.
I think it is something that has made me who I am. I don't think I could have done it without this. I mean, I absolutely feel like there was a moment in time and that moment made me who I am today, which allows me to give myself value, to give my voice value. And in my current beautiful relationship, I have that value. And it's like, sometimes I'll say something out loud in my partnership and I'll say, like, I'll get nervous. Like, oh my God, I just said that out loud. And then I realize whether it's loving or whether it's, you know, a question or I'm telling him something I would never tell anybody. It's just like, I have a voice again. And it's a valuable one, which it was.
Oh my God.
It just feels so good to be myself and, you know, to walk away from you're a shell of yourself. Like what? Mm-hmm. You're right. And I don't know how to fill it. Yeah. To coming through this program and like, I know my strategies. Yes, I still do the work and I have to do the work, but I also have this voice and I have this commitment. I have this choice that I've made for my kids and myself for our future. And they see it. They get it.
They do it. They do see. And Julie, I'm so proud of you because I think you just said something that is very important is that I will always be doing this work, right? Like we always are. The difference is we're not suffering. The difference is over time it becomes autonomous and we just craft our skills. We enhance our skills and we have, I think, and tell me what you think. I think we're literally new cellular beings from the inside out. We've created brand new pathways that allow us to operate in life very, very different than we have in the past.
I was just with a woman this morning and it's the reason I was a little touch and go. I know she just went through a divorce. I could read it off of her face and she was asking me where I was going next in my day. And I started talking and she was like, so what is this? This is a group. This is a book. This is a program. What is? And I said, I'll share it with you. I mean, she was just, I could tell she needed it. I don't know that. She hasn't shared with me that she had a divorce, but she said, it's almost like I need something to help my brain change the plasticity, the habits. Yes. I need a new way. Yes. And I said, all you have to do is know that I've already done it with Donna and Donna's amazing. And we're going to get you there and you're going to feel this because I think people hold it in. You don't share. You try and be the same person you were.
100%, you know, and Julie, and this is something that like you said, we as women, you know, we do hold in many things because, you know, I think in the past, if we said, oh my gosh, what happens if I send someone their way and it doesn't work or there's a bad experience, I don't want to be held liable or responsible. And, you know, in this particular work, you know, I think we're very blessed in that most women, or if not all women that have been through DGB, we share. We're just like, please come because, you know, you see the suffering and there's no reason for it. And I think that when you become, like when you said to me early in your journey, I just want peace.
Yeah.
You know, there is no such thing as peace outside of us. We must become peace.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing that many people are searching for. They're searching for peace. They're hustling for their worth. They're trying to do all these things, but those aren't the tools that are going to get them peace. Right. True peace comes from a decision to activate your soul, to get rid of the patterns, beliefs, and behaviors that are holding you or keeping you stuck, and learning how to be the peace you want.
Absolutely.
Right. And then when we share that, we know that we have the opportunity to lead someone else out of their suffering because we've been there. I've been there. You've been there. Yep. And it sucks. Yep. It sucks because you you can't get that time back. You know, we're not here to like be like, oh my God, the world's over. This is your last day. No, but you know, when you're going through years of suffering, you're losing out on time with your family. Yep. You're losing out on time, you know, just enjoying life as it is. You're losing out on you creating the life and having the peace. And there's more and more time that your body is suffering, which then leads to disease, right? Where we have, you know, gosh, we have, our bodies just can't handle the pain. So they just break down. And it doesn't be that way.
Absolutely. I was just thinking, like I lived, you know, 17 years of disease and mm-hmm. had so many issues. And you were just saying, dare you say it's chemically changing us. Yeah. Absolutely. People are like, you look so different. You mm-hmm. are so happy. And I know that I would not be that person if I had just stayed and, you know, kept going to therapy and tried to muscle through it, you know, because it needed a muscle to get through every minute of the day. And I feel, you know, free and easy and compassionate and loving and peaceful. I feel peaceful and I check in with myself, like, am I being peaceful? Not really. Or whatever, but it's that work that gives back. That's why you want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like you said, when your children see you happy and you're happy, you could go on to being light and free, because I believe that that's the reason why we were created. Yeah. You know, whether you want to say God, universe, or source, whatever anyone's, you know, belief system is that we weren't created to be holding and carrying bags and bags of shame and worry and guilt and fear. We were created because we have a very special gift within us of love, of just dancing with life, that we're meant to sprinkle around to our family and to our friends. And if we're not operating at our best, we're not, like for you as a teacher, you know, when you're working with other colleagues or other students, or, you know, if you're operating at your lowest level, then that's what you're sharing with the people around you. Right. Yeah. And again, this is the only life we get in this body, right? This is not a dress rehearsal. And so I know for me, I want to go to my grave, like literally sliding in, like with jeans ripped, hair a mess, dirty face. I want to be interacting with life. I want to have fun. Like here today, I don't know if you could see me because I know I can't see you, but I'm on the Fire Island seashore. You know, my video isn't so good because we're in a very low Wi-Fi zone. My hair's in a pony, you know, barely any makeup on. And I don't, it's like, this is life though. This is the freedom that we get to live. Is I don't really care. It's like, let's just show up. Let's just live life. And let's stop allowing other people to take us. And I think it's a great gift. And this is something that I'm really feeling passionate about, Julie, in the recent weeks. It's a great gift to be a woman. Absolutely. It's a great honor to be a woman. And let's not fucking waste it. Absolutely. On the pain. Don't waste the pain. Step into your femininity. Step into being a woman. Step into that role. I didn't want to be the matriarch of my family and be left caring for two young kids. That wasn't my choice. But when I stepped into the role and I honored the role, I realized that my divorce didn't happen to me. It happened for me. It was the catalyst that I needed, just like you, right? This work was the catalyst you needed to step into the Julie you are today. Same with me. And we're no different than anybody who's listening to this. Julie's no different. I'm no different. We have, I think, close to 500 DGB sisters at this point. They're no different. Like, no one's different. The only difference is Julie decided to take action. I decided to take action. The rest of the sisters decided to take action. That's the only difference, is we stopped looking at what doesn't work and saying, well, I'm just going to keep going to therapy, even though it doesn't work. I might as well just keep spending $10,000 and I might as well just go waste my time, right? Or reading books or going to friends or going to family, looking for support, getting the same answers. Because what happens is we become accustomed to being uncomfortable. But then we complain about it.
Yep.
And it's like, stop it. Yeah. Get off your ass. Make a decision. It's time to give a shit about your life. It's time to make a decision. It's getting coachable, committed, and resourceful, because on the other side, you could come join me and Julie. Life isn't perfect. I could tell you that every day there's challenges, right? But there's no suffering. Life isn't perfect, but we have the tools to navigate the path to lead us, because now we know when life isn't perfect, there's something that's there for us to learn, right? There's something that's teaching us to reach to our upper limit, to break through that glass ceiling in our mind.
Absolutely. The other day we were swimming. I was just up in Cape Cod, right? Thinking about being so close to you, Donna. And I was swimming with my daughter and she looked at me and she said, "Mom, I don't even care. I just want kids when I grow up. And aww, if I have to get a divorce, I will, because I'll be great." And I said to her, "Oh my God, child, first of all, like, we're going to switch your wish around, you know?"
Yes, and she's exactly. Like, okay, we're going to refine your wish. Yes.
I want a miracle. I want a man that I love and who loves me. And I said, "That's better." But she's like seeing that we are thriving. We're swimming mm-hmm. in this gorgeous pond. We're happy. We're getting through life so well and yep. doing great things. And I thought to myself, she can whip that out in a spat of humor. That's the goal. You know,
we can
talk about it. We're healthy. We're laughing. We're happy.
Yes. Yes. Because do you know what happens to most kids? And I don't necessarily have what I would say, you know, quantifiable data that's written up in a journal. I could certainly go search for it. But I have many friends who are teachers in high school. And, you know, we were doing a conversation a couple of weeks ago, and he was sharing with us that in the past, when he used to ask kids about, you know, what do you want to do when, you know, you kind of graduated, get married or have kids, in the past, they'd all have these dreams of getting married and having children yeah. and creating families. And now he asks them, and you know, a huge percentage, if not all of them, like, "I'm not having kids. I don't want to get married. Like, yeah. look what happened to my family. My mom told me never to get married because look what happened to her." And, you know, and I think we don't realize as women and mothers that we're projecting our pain so many times on our kids yeah. and we're clipping their wings before they even had a chance to fly. And I know it's not their intention, right? As a mom, it's never your intention to hurt your child, but indirectly you are. When you're not showing up as that model, when you're not showing up as and living life happy, because again, they're watching what you do, the children, just like we do, are going to start making assumptions and they're going to start making their own stories in their head. And we've got, and I think this is my end, Julie, where I'm fighting for every woman who's listening to this video to do this work, because we've got to shift around where our community and our planet is going. It's a tragedy to me to see these kids not being able to have a good outlook on relationships.
Absolutely.
Got to start with us.
Yep. And absolutely, it's what they see every day. You yep. know, it's exactly.
Yep.
And it made me so happy that
you did the work. Again, let's go back to what you did. You were in a suffering state. You yeah. knew you were doing everything you thought you could be doing, going to therapy, reading the books, right? Meditating, yoga, I'm sure all of it, eating well,
oh, yeah.
all of it,
yeah.
right? Doing everything you possibly could do. And it wasn't, as you said, it was bad. It just wasn't projecting you or getting you to where you needed to go. So I know what you know, internally you reached out to God, universe, and source and was like, "I need help. I need direction." You ended up finding me and Divorcing Gracefully and Beyond. And then you took a leap of faith.
Absolutely.
And you decided that this is it, right? This is the first day of the rest of my life. I'm doing it.
Yep.
And then you did the work. And since 6 years, you've been doing the work consistently, right? And so you've been reaping the results. So, Julie, what would you say to the woman who is right now listening to us, who is where you were, right? In that, where you're smart, yeah. intelligent, you know, like, but just stuck and a shell of herself. What would you tell her to do?
Well, I think it's a whole different ball game. You know, I've got my national board. I've muscled my way through. But this is really something that you do for yourself. And it's only for yourself. Yes. It's only for your heart. It's only, you know, it's the moment in time that this is the time for you to make that choice. And
yes.
it's a life-saving choice. I mean, mm-hmm. it is absolutely that float that you need in the middle of your life where, you know, no matter how old you are, you've been pushing, yep. you've been grinding, you've been hustling, you've been muscling, you've been doing all this stuff that, you know, you've been fighting disease and fighting the person that you trusted the most at one point in your life.
Yep.
It is a complete severance of what you thought you wanted in life. But then it changes. Everything changes. And you redefine what you need. You redefine what you want. And then you start moving in that direction.
Oh, Julie, and you said it so beautifully. You really do. And I think what you're saying, what I'm feeling, and I think we could share this together, is telling you know, are these beautiful, lovely DGB yes. sisters, women who are listening, it's safe to change. It's okay.
It's absolutely safe to change. And here you are in the right spot. You know, I'm going to say it again. My therapist said, what would you do if you didn't have this inspiration, if you didn't have this book, you didn't have your YouTube videos, you didn't have your exercise routine, you didn't have your friends. And I was like, oh my God. You know, you didn't have your journal. You didn't have your vision board. You mm-hmm. didn't. I was like, ouch, I have these things for a reason. But I was like, I see your point. I need myself. I need myself to have this compassionate love for the yes. future of my life. I get that. But I also need these tools. And those moments of work, doing all that work and that thinking and that reflection and seeing other women do it and talking to other women on the side, yes. coaching calls yeah. and just connecting all the time mm-hmm. in different ways. It just, like you said, it gives you this trajectory that you would never be able to have without no. each other.
And what I'm going to put right here, just for if you want to book a call with me right here on the screen, this is how you do it. Go to my website, donnarudowitz.com/apply. And essentially, you know, you and I will have a conversation. And if I feel we could help you, I'll invite you into the program. And if I feel there's a different resource, I will send you to that resource, right? There is zero obligation to join the program. But if you're thinking about it, book a call. But what I was going to say, Julie, when just to add on to that, is we are building our legacy.
Absolutely.
Right? I don't want on my grave, poor, miserable soul, never got over her divorce. Because yeah. I see it. When I tell you, I see it. I just was on a call with someone not too long ago who had been divorced for close to 20 years and still carrying around the baggage, still stuck. And there is zero judgment there. What's there is heartbreak, is heartache, because I know there's a completely different trajectory line that she could be on. And it doesn't matter what age you're at. We have women in their 70s going through the program, like and some 30s, some 70s. We have everywhere in between. It doesn't matter. The decision is when you decide to do the work, but it's remembering you're creating that legacy of what it is that you want to be known for, right? Because you've got to get back into that vital life force energy, because going back into the day, I mean, I'm going to date myself when I was, you know, right now, but I remember there was a gas shortage when I was growing up. And I remember people like going to cars and funneling gas out of cars, right? To steal the gas, to put it in their car. And this is what the world will do to you. If you don't figure out and get the right tools to help you, the world will steal your gas. But they're not just stealing gas, they're stealing your life force vital energy. And that is so precious. That is our most precious gift. And then you're, like Julie said, walking around like a shell, and everybody is plugging into you and stealing your energy, and everybody else's lives are going forward, and you're in this state of stasis. Nothing is changing. And so it's time to be like, no one else is stealing my energy. No one gets my gas. I'm taking this gas and I'm building a legacy, because I want my grave to say, here she lies, right? My faithful and proud servant, you did a good job. You're a badass diva. You're a badass divorced diva, right? That you did the work. And now you've laid the path for generations to come. You have crushed the boundaries. You have crushed the patterns. You have crushed what has taken this family down, and you stand tall and strong.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yep. So I love that, Julie. All right, girls, everybody who's listening, Julie, thank you for joining us, even though we were only going to do 15 minutes, but you know, you and I, we talked before. Yes. So, you know, this is what we do here, but I will figure out how to put a picture of Julie there for us. So yes. We can see. All right, Julie, thank you so much. Love you to pieces.
Love you too.
Have an amazing rest of the day. And girl, I am just sending you high fives, high tens. So proud of you. So incredibly honored to be and to have worked with you, you know, and also know you for this amount of years. And this is something for those of you, again, who are listening, who are on the fence, you know, we've been doing this for 15 years. We're going to continue doing it. And we are consistent. You come to us. We've got you. You're under our wing. You know, you can feel safe that this is your place. So with that said, have a kick-ass day, guys. See you later. Julie, have a great day.
Thank you. You
too. All right, girls. I'll see you later. Okay. Bye.